91.5 WMFO. It's Genevieve here. It's the inaugural episode of Dead Air. So we're going to bring you the best of goth and alternative for 1 hour a week, Sundays afternoon, right here out of Medford, out of Tufts. So I've got some old stuff for you. I've got some new stuff for you, including Type O Negative. It's my girlfriend's girlfriend, 91.5 WMFO.
This is no terror ground or place for the rage. No broken hearts, whitewashed lies. Just a taste for the truth, perfect taste, choice and meaning. A look into your eyes. the gemstone alone. A smile from a frown circles round. Should he stay or should he go? Let him shout a rage so strong, a rage that knows no right or wrong. And take a little piece of you. There is no middle ground, or that's how it seems, for us to walk or to take. Instead we tumble down either side, left or right, to love or to hate.
Peter Murphy, 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey, it's Genevieve here. This is the inaugural episode of Dead Air. I'll be bringing you the best of goth and alternative all summer long, so just settle in for the next hour, my fellow denizen of the dark, because coming up, we're going to get some cuts out from a quintessential goth album. It's celebrating 30 years this year. Definitely worth celebrating. But right now, I've got some new stuff for you. Chelsea Wolf, she's going to be at Royale on October 21st. Definitely checking out that one. And right now, we're going to hear 16 Psyche, 91.5 WMFO. Today is Halloween. Yes, it is, here on Dead Air 91.5 WMFO. It's Genevieve here. We're playing the best of goth and alternative. And like I said, hey, every day here on Dead Air, it's Halloween. Doesn't matter if it's the 4th of July weekend. Doesn't matter if it's about 80 degrees outside. Some of us are still decked out in all black. And we're keeping the goth jams going. So it was 1989. Can we call him the godfather of goth? I'm going to call him the godfather of goth. Robert Smith, he was nearing 30 years old. And he was feeling that pressure. He needed to make a monumental piece of work. And he was feeling the pressure to top what he had done commercially before. And that is when Disintegration came into fruition. So definitely considered one of their best albums of all time. It actually made Rolling Stone's number one, 500 greatest albums list. It is their number one best selling album. And I think it actually gets a shout out on South Park. If I remember correctly, Robert Smith ends up making an appearance on South Park and they talk about what a great album Disintegration is. So yes, that's the one that is celebrating 30 years this year. We're going to play a couple cuts from it to honor such a remarkable work in gothic music. The first of which is going to be Love Song. Now, everybody has covered this song. 311's covered this song. Adele has covered this song. Good Charlotte has covered this song. So yes, it is the soundtrack to your shopping trip in Hot Topic, but hey, it deserves so much more than that, right? So we're going to go with Love Song right now. This is The Cure, cut from Disintegration, celebrating 30 years right here on Dead Air 91.5 WMFO.
Make me feel like
Fascination Street, The Cure, here on 91.5 WMFO. We're celebrating 30 years with back-to-back cuts of Disintegration right there. And hey, fun fact for you, did you know Robert Smith? He was lead guitarist for this next band in the early 80s. That's right, it is Susie and the Banshees coming up. Cities and Dust, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Dead Air.
Thank you.
Halo from Depeche Mode here on 91.5 WMFO. So this time last year, those guys, they were wrapping up the Global Spirit World Tour. This year, just a handful of festival dates. So hey, maybe they've got a new album in the works, right? I can only hope so. Well, this is it for Dead Air for this Sunday, but hey, you can check us out again next Sunday for more of your favorite gothic tunes, old and new. Same bat time, same bat channel. So Mig Myers is going to close out the hour, then we've got Shukri Wright's show. So thanks for tuning in, 91.5 WMFO.
Having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Drug. Your tears, they taste like vinegar and blood. And these conversations choke us till we're numb. No matter what we say, it never seems enough. So take me to the start, take me to that kiss, 'cause I
glass is nice and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So
my dues, time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime, and bad mistakes.